Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, do you remember what the United Nations used to be like in the previous administration? And it's like, please, no, don't
trying to forget, but yeah, I do remember.
You can't appreciate where we are if we don't remember where we came from.
Yeah.
And there was a speech given about 24 months ago, you know, where the previous administration, the previous president, was giving away our sovereign rights to the United Nations. Remember, he was saying, you need to give up some of your sovereignty. And it was giving up, you know, so many different things, signing over so many things, including reportedly the internet and some other things were being, and ICANN, not the internet, but ICANN, the one who manages that. And it was just, it was like, oh, every single time things would happen. And, but guess what? The tide's turning.
Yeah. Well, remember, this body, too, had an unstoppable Islamic communist United Nations towards Israel.
Right.
And so
what that means is every time they do something, they take a vote.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was a rigged vote. Well, that's what it's been, the United Nations, for quite some time, because the communists got together with the
Islamic countries.
Yeah, the Islamic countries, the Muslim countries got together with the communist countries and formed an unstoppable voting bloc. In other words, they always had the most votes. That's why you see so many things decided against Israel. It's crazy. You got North Korea going on, torturing its people, tormenting folks, locking up five generations that if one person does something wrong, they go two or three, four or five generations punish them. And they're not getting any marks, but Israel's getting marks from the United Nations saying that you are some oppressive state, and they're not. Israel has been a blessing to so many people. Yeah, they're just trying to stay alive. You know, and they're doing a real good job at that.
Well, listen, if you look back in the previous 8 years, you really had to question whether do we even need the United Nations anymore.
If it doesn't change its ways, there's no need for it.
Well, I mean, you're looking at a new day, and you're looking at a major shift that I think we're on the verge of having, but we still need to pray about it because, I mean, what they've been able to do has really not been good for the world, and it's definitely not been good for the United States or Israel.
And if you're in America, you're actually paying the majority of the budget.
28%.
And it also reportedly, and also the it's located in America.
New York.
When you look at, you know, is New York the spiritual Babylon spoken about in the book of Revelations? We looked at that. And it's every nation comes there, and it's like we need to really pay attention, because right now, you know, cities are being threatened from you know, foreign folks who are trying to, you know, North Korea and Iran and some others are saying, you know, death to America. And they're producing missiles. So it's important what takes place at the United Nations. Thank God for President Trump, who comes in there with Nikki Haley.
Yes.
You know, she is...
She's something. Haley's Comet. They've named her Haley's Comet.
And she came right in immediately and she said, listen, this is over how we're treating Israel. This is over how these unjust things are taking place. A new sheriff's in town, maybe something like that, she said. But now she prepared the way for the president to come in and begin this speech. This is part one of a speech when he first got there before his big speech. Let's go there now.
The United Nations was founded on truly noble goals. Yet in recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement. We seek a United Nations that regains the trust of the people around the world. We encourage the Secretary General to fully use his authority to cut through the bureaucracy, reform outdated systems, and make firm decisions to advance the UN's core mission. We pledge to be partners in your work, and I am confident that if we work together and champion truly bold reforms, the United Nations will emerge as a stronger, more effective, more just, and greater force for peace and harmony in the world.
It's so powerful. I mean, if you can see the context, if you go watch one of our previous programs when we were talking about during the previous administration, I mean, God's just had mercy on us. You know, this is literally, I think, the J. And Donald J. Trump stands for Jehu. I know we prophesied that. We talked about that. But right now, Jonathan Kahn, and he has a book out called Paradigm, and he's talking about how we line specifically up. And we'll have more about that on the program. But we're moving right along at the time of Ahab and Jezebel, when they were in leadership in Israel, and God was wanting to take them out of government and put new government in, that there was a process to that. And eventually, one particular wild riding man, he was known for his crazy, he drove, he was just radical. His name was Jehu, and he came in and he actually drained the swamp, literally, in Israel, and put in all new leadership and shifted everything. And we'll have more about that. But you're seeing somebody with that kind of tenacity that, according to Kim Clement, And his prophecy in 2014 said that God has established this man to do just that. Well, listen, we get back. We're going to go right straight to the United Nations, because at the United Nations, after he finished giving the speech, the president had a chance to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. We're going to find out, you know, exactly how Israel's responding to our current leadership, the president of France, you know, Macron, and how, you know, our nations are coming together and lining up, and how the president was there for him. We are at the United Nations with the president, with the cabinet, with the Haley's Comet, you know, the ambassador.
Nikki Haley.
And it's exciting to see what's taking place. Make sure you join us tomorrow, too. We're going to have the full speech where he deals specifically with North Korea and defines him as Rocket Man. And it's going all over the place. If you're familiar with hashtag Rocket Man, I'm sure going everywhere. But he's singling out North Korea. He's singling out Iran and how they're both moving in the same area, same genre. And it looks like the nations are beginning to really think about, we need to get with Jehu. No, we need to get with Donald J. Trump, because he's serious about it. But what's exciting, too, is that we stand with Israel. We're friends with Israel. Our president, no longer do we have a president who likes to joust. This is what our previous president said. He likes to joust with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. That's what I was saying. It's like saying, I want to joust with David, you know?
How about the apple of God's eye?
Sticking a stick in God's eye.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Not good, because Israel's known as the apple of God's eye. And it was just, you know, we have as a matter of fact, I want you to see this before we go here. I want you to see what we call angry birds, because this is how our previous president treated Israel, to understand what you're about to see of our current president, how he is honoring Israel, standing with Israel, and Israel's standing with us. Israel is a force to be reckoned with. You want Israel standing with you. But before we go see this awesome encounter of the United Nations, because we showed you Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking at the United Nations, literally for 35 seconds of silence, he stared down the nations. He said, listen, this whole thing was created. The United Nations was created because of what took place in the Holocaust. Don't you remember? Why are you so silent? And God heard our prayers. Even though the nations were silent, our God moved powerfully. And now we have a man in office who openly stands with Israel and is a friend with Israel. But first, before we go to the UN and see President Trump speak with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his support of America, I want you to remind you, we call this angry birds, because it's every time you met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, former President Barack Obama, he had a scowl on his face. He was angry. He was looking down. He was condescending. He was poking his finger in his chest. It was just weird. But he was sending a message to God and everyone that I don't stand with Israel. Let's take a look.
You know, you said the other day to Jeffrey Goldberg in an interview that you plan to be around 20 years from now. Yeah. Therefore, you'll feel responsible if Iran gets nuclear by then. And I just realized perhaps you plan to be many years more around, if only to postpone the moment that Bibi comes speak at the funeral.
That was one of my better jokes.
You enjoyed the punch, did you?
That was a good joke.
You know, can we skip the part in which you tell me there's nothing personal between you two?
Yeah, you know, I will tell you this. I when I'm with Bibi, we have good conversations. They're tough. They're forceful. We disagree. But I enjoy jousting with him.
Did you enjoy the meeting? You remember the meeting 4 years ago here at the White House when he took the time to speak about some chapters in Jewish history? I could see your jaws locked.
Oh, no. I think I was probably just hungry and waiting for lunch. There's no doubt that Prime Minister Netanyahu and I come from different political traditions and have different orientations.
So needless to say, our previous president had a very hard heart towards Israel. And, you know, we always were hoping it would get better. Even one speech that we followed when he was in Israel.
Well, this was confirmed over and over again.
And that's like nonstop.
Yeah, and this is kind of one of those defining moments that we went through, you know, this previous 8 years, hoping, praying consistently for 7 years for the president at the time, Barack Obama, his wife, his daughters.
We prayed protection over them.
Oh, yes, for 7 years.
Yeah.
And we wanted him to succeed.
They took Israel off of Jerusalem, off of the White House website.
We wanted him to succeed.
We did. We prayed.
You know, he was our president of all the people.
We literally recorded our prayers, John. We actually had them typed out for years, all 8 years.
Yeah.
Every Monday for 24 hours, you know, we prayed. And we've been praying for this president. Yeah. And you need to pray for all those in authority over you. And by the grace of God, we made it through those 8 years without God disciplining us, because we were on the verge of being disciplined as a nation so bad.
For how we treated Israel.
Yeah.
The Iran deal.
Yes.
You had when he went over to Israel and spoke at the university, not the Knesset. Mm-hmm. And the whole time we're saying, listen, you know, the first part of the speech was great,
right?
But it was the tail end.
Take it to the UN.
Take it to the UN.
Which is the unstoppable voting block against Israel. Listen, we want to go then now. Now you can appreciate this meeting at the United Nations, where all the nations of the world are coming together, 196 countries coming together, and their President Donald Trump, your president, President of the United States, with the Prime Minister, the leader of Israel, having a meeting, and now look what God has done. This is an awesome relationship. Let's go there now.
Thank you very much. It's great to have Prime Minister Netanyahu with us today, a friend of mine for many years. And it's a real honor, I have to say. We're going to be discussing many things, among them peace between the Palestinians and Israel. It would be a fantastic achievement, and we are giving it an absolute go. I think there's a good chance that it could happen. Most people would say there's no chance whatsoever. I actually think with the capability of Bibi, and frankly, the other side, I really think we have a chance. I think Israel would like to see it, and I think the Palestinians would like to see it. And I can tell you that the Trump administration would like to see it. So we're working very hard on it. We'll see what happens. Historically, people say it can't happen. I say it can happen. But I just want to say, it's an honor to have you.
Mr. President, it's great to see you again. I want to say that under your leadership, the alliance between America and Israel has never been stronger, never been deeper. I can say this in ways that people see and in ways that they don't see. So I want to thank you for that. Equally, I look forward to discussing with you how we can address together what you rightly call is the terrible nuclear deal with Iran, and how to roll back Iran's growing aggression in the region, especially in Syria. As you said, we will discuss the way we can seize the opportunity for peace between Israel and the Palestinians, and between Israel and the Arab world. I think these things go together, and we look forward to talking about how we can advance both. Finally, we're going to be speaking tomorrow at the UN. And I want to say that under President Trump, America's position towards Israel at the UN has been unequivocal, it's been strong, it's got both clarity and conviction. And I want to thank you on behalf of the people of Israel and Israel's many friends around the world. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
And also, as you well know, this is the Jewish New Year this week. So I want to wish you, the Jewish community of America, Jews everywhere, people everywhere, Shana Tova, happy, healthy New Year. Thank you, Mr. President.
This is so powerful. It's the new year. It's very significant. It's the Feast of Tabernacles. It's taking place. Things are about to shift. Things are building. But guess what? President Trump stood with Israel and the Jewish people in celebrating the high holidays, the high holy days for Israel. And he put out a press announcement from the White House. Let's join him now.
On behalf of all Americans, I want to wish Jewish families many blessings in the new year. The High Holy Days are a time of both reflection on the past year and hope for renewal in the year to come. Jewish communities across the country and around the world enter into a time of prayer, repentance, and rededication to the sacred values and traditions that guide the incredible character and spirit of the Jewish people. We reaffirm the unbreakable bond between the United States and Israel, and we ask God to deliver justice, dignity, and peace on earth. Melania and I wish everyone a sweet, healthy, and peaceful year, which we hope will bring many blessings to all. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
That's such a huge contrast. God has heard, God has had mercy on America. When you stand with Israel, you're standing with God. And look how supportive our president is, and how Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, they stand together. Listen, let's go back to the United Nations, because at the United Nations, President Trump got the chance to be able to speak with the president of France. His name is Emmanuel Macron. And as a matter of fact, he was there at their previous celebration. They're talking about having a similar celebration here on the 4th of July. Let's go. This is the United Nations. This is the President of France and the President of the United States of America.
It's a great honor to be with President Macron of France, who's had one of the great election victories of all time. I will tell you, that was an exciting evening. And on this day, I stayed and I watched every moment of it. It was a very, very exciting time. He's doing a terrific job in France. He's doing what has to be done. He's respected by the French people, and I can tell you he's respected by the people of the United States. So we have a lot of things to talk about. We'll be discussing many different elements. I'm not sure we should discuss all of it with the media, but they probably know before we know. So I just want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank your representatives for being here, many of whom I know already. And we will have very productive meetings. France is a great country. It's a beautiful country. I won't soon forget our dinner on top of the Eiffel Tower, where we really got to know each other and our families. And thank you very much. And I do want to say that I was your guest at Bastille Day, and it was one of the greatest parades I've ever seen. It was 2 hours on the button, and it was military might. And I think a tremendous thing for France and for the spirit of France. And people don't know what great warriors they are in France. But when you see that and you see all the victories, it was a tremendous thing. And to a large extent, because of what I witnessed, we may do something like that on July 4th in Washington down Pennsylvania Avenue. I don't know. We're going to have to try and top it. But we had a lot of planes going over, and we had a lot of military money. It was really a beautiful thing to see. They had representatives from different wars and different uniforms. It was really so well done. But I came back, and one of my early calls were, I think we're going to have to start looking at that ourselves. So we're actually thinking about 4th of July, Pennsylvania Avenue, having a really great parade.
President Macron, it's awesome. He spoke. That's wonderful. Spoke in French, and so we wanted to go ahead and bring you that. But they're just, as a matter of fact, they were at the G20 or something like that. President Macron was on the whole other side. We actually have a video of that. We showed it to you. And he wiggled his way through everyone, all these nations, and he stood by President Trump.
That's right.
He made a friend with him. He invited him to Bastille Day. President Trump went, and now you're looking at the relationships building between France and between America. It's very, very encouraging to see positive relationships being built. One last meeting, United Nations, the president's meeting with Latin America leaders. It's so important because you're looking at Venezuela and how that's turning upside down. The other nations are going through some difficulty, and we're connecting with and allying with our friends and partners in this hemisphere of Latin America at the United Nations. Let's check it out now.
Well, thank you very much, everyone. It's a great honor. I had a long conversation with President Xi of China this morning. We discussed some of the obvious things, and we discussed trade, and we also discussed a place called North Korea. It was a long call. It was a very good call. We have a very, very fine relationship, and let's see what happens. I think we're making great progress. So, and we are going to be going to China on during the month of November. You probably have it in your schedules, and I look very much forward to that. And I'm thrilled to host this important dinner with leaders of some of the greatest allies in the Western Hemisphere, and that is so true. We're here to discuss the growing crisis in Venezuela. The socialist dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro has inflicted terrible misery and suffering on the good people of that country. This corrupt regime destroyed a thriving nation by imposing a failed ideology that has produced poverty and despair everywhere it has been tried. To make matters worse, Maduro has defied his own people, stealing power from their elected representatives to preserve his disastrous rule. The Venezuelan people are starving, and their country is collapsing. It was one of the wealthiest countries in the world for a long period of time, and now the people are starving and the country is collapsing. Who would think that possible? The democratic institutions are being destroyed. The situation is completely unacceptable. As responsible neighbors and friends of the Venezuelan people, our goal must be to help them regain their freedom, recover their country, and restore their democracy. I'd like to thank the leaders in this room. We have some great leaders in this room. I want to thank them for condemning the regime and to providing the vital support to the Venezuelan people. Most of the media, the press, a lot of other leaders have no idea the tremendous job that the people, without exception, in this room, as leaders of their country in helping the people. And I can tell you, we really appreciate it, and the world really appreciates it. So thank you all very much. We appreciate that so much. The United States has taken important steps to hold the regime accountable. We are prepared to take further action if the government of Venezuela persists on the path to imposing authoritarian rule on the Venezuelan. We are fortunate to have incredibly strong and healthy trade relationships with all of the countries gathered here today. They're doing very well with the United States. We want to try and change that a little bit so we can turn the tables just a little bit. You're doing very well. I congratulate you all. Nikki knows exactly what I'm saying. Lex knows exactly what I'm saying. But we have great relationships and we do great trade. Our economic bonds form a critical foundation for advancing peace and prosperity for all of our people and all of our neighbors. I ask every country represented here to be prepared to do more to address this unbelievably serious crisis. We call for the full restoration of democracy and political freedoms in Venezuela, and we want it to happen very, very soon. So again, I'd like to thank everybody. We look forward to having dinner with you, and we will talk individually about what ideas you may have concerning Venezuela and other situations that we're also dealing on, including trade. Mr. Vice President, thank you very much for being here. Would you like to say a word, Mike?
Thank you, Mr. President. It was my great honor to represent you in the United States in a trip through Latin America, and it is good to see many of the leaders that extended their hospitality to the United States, and I echo your strong affirmation of the partnerships that are represented at this table, partnerships for prosperity, partnerships for security, and we look forward to continuing to work with all the leaders at this table to promote the mutual prosperity of all of our nations throughout this hemisphere. And, it's an honor to be here, Mr. President.
Thank you very much, Mike. And Rex, would you like to say something? Secretary of State.
Well, Mr. President, let me just add first my welcome to all of you to the dinner as well with the President. And these are all very important countries to the United States relationship in the Western Hemisphere economically, but also from a security standpoint. We have many, many shared issues to fight against crime, fight against corruption, narcotics trade, and all of you are very important in the cooperation that we receive in working together towards these shared goals. So very pleased to be with all of you tonight.
And Nikki Haley, thank you so much for the job you've done over the last long time to just put it together. We had incredible meetings today with France and with Israel, the two leaders, and they're great leaders, and we covered a lot of territory, and we have a lot of agreement, I can tell you that. So we've done a lot, and we're going to be doing a lot more, I understand, for the next 4 days. So Nikki, would you say a few words?
We just want to welcome everyone to New York. I can tell you that in the United Nations, really, your ambassadors are great friends, and we have started to work really closely together because your region matters, and the partnerships and the friendships need to be solid so that we don't wait until crisis hits, but that we are already partnering in every way that we can. So thank you for taking the time to be here and enjoy New York.
Well, thank you, Nikki, and thank you, Rex, and thank you, Mike, and we appreciate your being here. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Totally awesome. It's like grown-ups are here, right?
Yes, adults at the table.
Not trying to undermine anybody, just being up front, and it's just encouraging. Thank God for solid, direct leadership.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.